All right, we're good.
Recording in progress.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, I'd like to call March 22nd, 2022 meeting to order. Request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench. Roll call complete.
All right, approval of the minutes from the March 8th regular meeting.
Move to approve.
I can second.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Okay. Fiscal officers report.
I've already done, no time. Everybody get our finance reports? They were emailed to you last night.
Yes, okay. Thank you for printing them off.
Fund status, $598,559.01. And our pooled investments, $323,000. Is that right? Let me see your paper.
No.
Give me that. Sorry. $648,107.34 in our checking account. And then payments 20471 through 20548. He's totaling, why did this not save?
Did you want payments?
20524 through 20568 totals $28,210.06. And then deposits made since last meeting is totaling $346,889.26.
Any additions to that, Joel, or corrections?
No.
Okay.
Move to approve the fiscal report as read.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench. Report approved. Payments approved.
Okay, maintenance department, Kevin.
What they got is, since the last meeting, we've had two burials. And that's basically all I got, other than we're continuing with our summer maintenance, getting everything ready.
Okay. All right, that's it. Mark, you ready for Kevin?
Nope. Okay. Nothing else. Thank you.
All right, rec department, Mike, you on?
Yep. Okay, I'll go through my list here quickly. As far as programming-wise, spring sports, most of the older kids' registration are complete. The lacrosse program is looking pretty healthy this year. We have a ton of kids in there, and that's good to see. The T-ball and coach pitch will be a little bit later, but other than that, everything's rolling smooth there. As far as the win usage goes, I have nothing to report at this time. Everything's been pretty good over there. I did want to touch base with you guys. I did bring it up last time. We did have an Eagle Scout work on a project for us out at the fields. It's actually Caleb Bench, Dave's grandson, and he just finished the first phase of it, which was no cost to us, on Sunday. And then the second part, he will be planning some, doing some landscaping around the pavilion. He did an awesome job. He's an awesome kid. Very impressed by his whole, everything he did. He handled it very well.
He's supposed to be finishing that project, that Eagle project?
The landscaping is going to be weather depending, and hopefully it'll be by the end of next month is what he tells me.
Okay. Can you remind us? Make sure that
Remind
us of that, because I think it would be appropriate for us to extend a formal thank you to him.
Yeah, and I'll take some pictures and I'll get them to you guys. And,
wonderful.
I don't know if you know Caleb, he is a very mature kid for his age, so he's doing an awesome job.
Excellent.
So I'll get you all that information. He said he can't plant the plants until his grandma says it's okay, so.
Cindy knows her plants.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted on that. And then lastly, as I did talk to you a couple weeks ago, we will meet at our the first April board meeting. We'll go through all the things about the rec director job, and I will have the board members come up with a recommendation, and then I will forward that to you guys at the next meeting.
Yeah, if you can get that to us in advance of the next meeting. I know you got, there's a week between your meeting and ours.
Oh, I can get it to whenever you,
once you folks finish, if you can get that to us, and then we'll put it on the agenda, and then we can act on it formally at the meeting.
Okay, I think we meet April, I think it's the 5th is the first Tuesday. So by that, the following day, I'll just
That'd be fine, because we'll meet on the second Tuesday.
Okay, yep, I'll get to you the next day then.
Great, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Is that it, Mike?
That's it.
All right.
Unless you have anything, Bo.
Nope, I don't have anything. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
All right. Zoning department.
I promise, I'll go fast too.
You gotta live up to all these other guys. So.
I know. All right. Land Bank, I received an email. They would like us to do a more thorough asbestos survey and abatement work bid, and they gave me some contractors to send that information to and get them out here so we can get a better idea of asbestos in that corduroy property.
Because that's the one we're going for the grant with,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Right. We do have a BZA hearing next Wednesday, which would be the 30th, and that's for property at 3550 Corduroy. She would like to turn the pole barn into a single family unit. Permits, I've had three for accessory buildings. One for a new home and one for a solar array. So things are starting to move. A lot of people coming in and talking through what they need to do. Our office person for zoning, I only have one resume. I know we got two interests, but only one resume turned back
so
in.
So the other one did not respond?
No. And I said, this is one we would need you. These are the hours. But yeah, I could send a follow-up, but...
Did they give you a phone number or
yeah,
just an email? Okay. All right.
I think. You sent it to me.
I did. It's yeah. What's... there's very little information that's collected on the Facebook government page for
yeah,
a job posting. And, yeah, I sent you whatever was there. So
yeah.
I don't recall.
Right. But, and I forwarded the resume to you, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Violations... I sent out three. One was one that we've done in the past, but they have done some cleaning up. But I know Jim has recommended that we resend that. So 558 Beachview, Straka. We did have an issue with turkeys on Park Colony. Turkeys going two lots down and walking on somebody's...
Was it Thanksgiving? You could take care of that.
Yeah. So I did send out an animal, a courtesy notice to say, you know, keep your turkeys in your yard, please, if you want to keep them.
Well, I think I did, after we talked, I did browse, and the zoning regulations are fairly specific.
Yeah.
You have to have...
And they're technically in a subdivision, so...
Yeah, that which is, it's prohibited.
Yeah. And the only other thing I have is under, for legal, I do have a court date of March 29th for Litton. And Stanton did send an email through the prosecutor that there's a dumpster there, and he's supposed to be cutting up some more boats. And he does have a list of boats, and he hasn't said which ones are being checked off. But there's some movement there. That's all I have.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll touch base with some of that stuff. You catch that, some of that zoning stuff at the meeting today.
With the permits.
Okay.
So I'll touch
base
on that.
We'll
get into that.
Yeah. I'll be adding some stuff to our website and some stuff on your zoning page as well,
yeah,
from the county.
Okay.
Nice resources.
Yeah. We'll just add it. We talk about it. Just something that they're changing there. So. Okay, is that all you got, Linda?
Yep.
Mark, anything for Linda?
I do not.
Okay,
all set.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, Fire Chief is not here.
Yes. Food Pantry, nobody's here. Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy. Elvis, do you have any update for us at this time?
No, sir, no updates. We had our last meeting, but nothing really to report.
Okay,
thank you. Steady as we go.
Okay, thank you. Okay, trustees reports. Nothing on the cemetery.
No,
muddy over there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I did go by the other day, and you could see the entire yard or field was wet, but the drainage tiles were dry. So,
oh, good.
Them are definitely working. Yes. So, it was just you could see them clear as day when I drove by. So, that was good. Hauls and rentals. We've had a couple little rentals here, but a lot of the sports. The hockey team and the 4-H and the Girl Scouts are using it quite a bit. Dave is not here for Roads and Bridges. So we'll move right on over to old business. The American Rescue Plan, the legal portion of this where we sent off our list. We talked to the lawyers.
Correct.
The firm that we approved to spend some money with.
So I don't have... See, I don't have a formal response yet. I think I've got some documents that would be helpful for us to sign for the attorney. So we do have an engagement letter. And this is basically
saying that we are gonna
that's the hourly rate. And how they're gonna charge. Okay. And then Joel, we'd like to they asked us to do a resolution as well, and I have a pre-printed resolution here that we can go ahead and
do you want me to sign
yeah, this? Yeah, if you would, yeah, if you would sign and I'll sign below and then we're just going to do a resolution authorizing the use. Okay.
And this is just a formal thing for them because we've already approved the money.
Right. The point is that they just want their clients to be aware of what the rates are, and this is not an estimate. This is we've engaged them to do some work.
Okay, so you want this to put this resolution in?
Yeah.
Okay, so resolution number 03-222-022-00. We gotta write this in, right? Or can Joel do that? Okay, be it resolved by the Township Trustees of Jerusalem Township, whereas this date...
March 22nd.
March... 22nd, 2022, Trustee Miller moved the adoption of the following resolution. Whereas revised code 309.09 authorizes the Board of Trustees to retain the services of additional legal counsel, and whereas consistent with the revised code and Board of Trustees hereby determines it is necessary to have additional legal counsel to advise them on legal matters. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved by the board that, number one, pursuant to revised code 309.09, Tanya J. Rogers and the firm of Baker, Dublicar, are hereby engaged as additional legal counsel for the board. Number two, compensation is fixed at an hourly rate of $140 per hour for work on behalf of the township. Trustee...
I'll second that.
Sattler seconded the motion. Thereupon, the vote is in favor of this resolution. We're recorded and reflected by the signatures here, too.
So do you want to call for a vote?
Okay. Dave Bench.
Move for adoption of the resolution. Okay.
Dave Bench. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Resolution approved.
And then here is a certificate of resources just for the fiscal officer's signature, basically saying that, yes, we have the resources to commit.
Sure, it's not money, right?
That's that.
Is that all we have with that?
Yes, that's all we have. We don't have, I did tell them that we would go ahead and do this, that we'd already approved it in the minutes in a previous meeting, and they're actively working on it.
And I did see the response email that she was very impressed with how organized our list was, giving them.
Yes, good job, Joel.
Anybody saw that? Okay. I mean, one thing I know, like, pretty soon, right? So she think by next meeting, she'll, like, say, hey, we're good to go.
I would expect so. Yeah, you may as well just keep that on the agenda, and I'll definitely, if I don't hear anything prior to, I'll contact her, see if she has an update for us.
I'm going to scan this and give this back to you, or should I just send this to her? Or she want the
address? Does she have the email address?
I do, I think.
That's fine. You can, I mean, if you want to scan it and then just copy us.
Yeah, I'll just hold on to this.
Yeah, sure, because you may want to let Dave sign it.
Okay.
Well. Okay. Number two, the response letter to Sheriff Navarre. That is still down at the OTA, I believe.
Correct.
With Pat Kason, the OTA draft lawyer.
And right, I think we're still waiting to hear back from that attorney.
Yep. So we'll keep that on the.
So hopefully, we should be. I'm hoping that we'll be able to act and sign that at our next meeting.
Okay. All right, I'll keep that on. Okay, the Republic Trash update.
Okay. Yes, so you have in front of you what we believe, this is the final brochure. You all will be receiving one of these. It'll be a trifold brochure. It'll be attached to your cart, your 96-gallon cart, when it is delivered. Right now, the carts are scheduled to be delivered between Monday, April 4th, and Thursday, April 7th. And they'll be used for the April 7th and April 8th pickup. So you'll see those, you know, Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. They'll and if they have to go into Thursday, they'll be dropping those carts off at your home. There will be a little plastic sleeve that this trifold is slipped into to keep it dry in case there's rain, and it will have information about the automatic trash collection. It'll have a phone number to call if you need an additional cart, what the fee for that is. This cart is big enough, it'll hold the same as 3 32-gallon trash cans. And it talks about what's accepted, what's not accepted, and it talks about the monthly bulk item program. So everyone will be able to put out a single bulk item each month on their regular collection day on the second full business week of the month. That's confusing, because if the month starts halfway through the week, it doesn't count. It's the second full week. Business week of the month. And by the way, we'll most likely be using our WEN system, which we just got trained on prior to this meeting, and we have our admin passwords, and we'll probably push those reminders out to everybody saying, oh, this is your week for bulk item pickup. So it's coming. We have a date, it's rolling.
Quick question.
Yes.
Could it go on the calendar too, that you could direct people?
Absolutely. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, not everybody's signing up for this.
When's? Okay.
Yeah, when's yet. So.
Okay.
Well, we do have, what do we have on there, 96 so far?
Yeah, 96 texts and 70-some email addresses.
I was quite impressed with that. That was pretty good turnout for that so far, for
not
being
bad.
Just out. So.
Yeah. But at least if you put it there, then Deb
yep.
can, like, don't forget, we'll pick up this
that's
week.
That's
then,
a good idea. We'll,
you know,
we'll
push
get,
it out on social media.
We'll get that
media.
Put out there, too. Okay, that's all that I have on
trash.
Trash.
Okay. Mark touched base on number four here. We did do our WENS training prior to this meeting, so we're going to play with it a little bit internally first, and then we'll probably start seeing some.
Yeah, you probably in the next day or two, you'll get anybody who's signed up will get some kind of a text message, and then we'll be using that for some regular reminders about bulk item trash, and then the fire department may use it for emergencies if they want to put out a real time message that avoid this area, there's find another route, because there's an ongoing fire or something like that.
How is it coming through? Is it Jerusalem Township or?
It'll come. We have to put a header. It'll come through as a text message, and it'll probably say Jerusalem Township or Jerusalem TWP. We only get 160 characters, so we'll have to try to abbreviate.
But as long as it's Jerusalem.
We'll put a little header in there that you know it's from us. Right.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to suggest we table number 5.
Yeah, I left that on there I'm just going to keep that on there, I think, for a while. Right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the big one, actually 6 and 7 kind of go together here, so we're going to kind of kill 2 birds with 1 stone. So we had our annual meeting with the Lucas County engineers, everybody down over on that side of town today. And we brought away some interesting information from them, and Linda touched base with you a little bit on this, was... they have changed, they're adding more permits. So one of the things was, is if there's an area of an acre, was that correct? Am I saying that? An area of a size of an acre.
Yes.
Whether it's a building, a pond, some type of disturbance, they have to go down there and get a permit. Well, no, I'm sorry, you don't go down there. But there's a permit for it. Anything to do with Lucas County now is all done online. You show up there with your plans and a check, they're not going to accept them. Everything is done through their website portal.
So that's the link for that. I'll get it and put it on your page. And you're right. As Bo said, they want everybody to start their process through that.
And they say it streamlines stuff. They get through them faster. That's going to be new. They're talking about the stormwater money, the MS4. We went over that today. It is now becoming, let's say we were to get $100,000. $50,000 of that goes to administrative fees, and then we would get the other $50,000. Well, as the state keeps adding steps for them to go through, it's starting to shift money where out of that, say, $100,000 a year we'd get, maybe $60,000 or $70,000 going to the administrative part, and we're really only going to be getting, they're narrowing it down. So they are actually going to the county commissioners and going to be asking for an increase on the stormwater money, which everybody pays on. I believe they said it was $5 they're asking.
$5 per household, yeah.
And what that will do will keep it balanced. So that way we're still, the extra $5 they're going to be getting will help cover their administrative fees, and we'll keep getting our same amount of money that we...
Put to work right here in the township.
Yeah. So basically they're going to go to the commissioners. The commissioners are going to say, yep, here you go, we're blank check, we'll just tax people, and they're gonna get their extra money, the way I feel about it.
They also were gonna ask for an inflation adjustment annually.
Yes, that was the other thing. They were gonna add inflation adjustment. Sticking with the stormwater. In the past, there's always been an understanding that if we did not spend our allotted stormwater money, that it carried over into the next year. So let's just say we get $50,000 a year, and say in 2022 we don't spend a dime of it, and in 2023 we get $50,000, we should have $100,000. That was always the way it was portrayed until we got in front of everybody. We kind of called them out on it, and I think that they were both like deer in the headlights because we told them exactly where we were standing when they told us that. That is not the case. So what they're going to do is, if we don't spend any money this year and we go to them, and I think by
October 15th,
and we say, we're not spending any money this year in stormwater, but next year we have a big project we need to get done and it's going to cost us $75,000 or $100,000, they will let us do that. But they have to know to budget it. So they need to know by October 15th if we're not going to spend any money.
Right. they asked that that the fiscal officers submit all of their bills to go against stormwater monies by December 1st of that year. And as Bo pointed out, if we want to carry anything over, we really have to, we're supposed to alert them by October 15th. I'm going to go ahead and add this language in as an item in our annual meeting template, so it'll be an annual reminder at the beginning of the year.
Because if we don't tell them we want to carry it over, it's gone. They'll keep it.
Reallocate it, yeah.
But they are willing, and Mike Panuski, the engineer, said it right there in the meeting day, they are willing to say, maybe if it isn't really stormwater, they're willing to take our stormwater money, but give us some of their general fund money to do a non-stormwater project.
So a road project.
Well, that would be related to stormwater, but does not fit the new specifications. Like catch basins, we just did, I still can't figure that one out, but that's no longer considered to be a stormwater expense. Mm. Or if I enclose a ditch for safety reasons, putting catch basins and piping, which was all stormwater, that's no longer covered. That type stuff, and you can't repair structures with the money.
I think I heard was the stormwater monies are only applicable to maintenance, and then repair or replacement is not
correct
considered.
So cleaning a ditch.
And you'd have to, yeah, cleaning a ditch is fine.
Cleaning a culvert, cleaning a...
But repair or replacement, you'd have to go after capital dollars that are in another bucket.
And they're willing to kind of swap them. I think it would be on a case-by-case basis. But at least we have that option to be able to possibly do a little horse trading with them on that end of it. The other two things that I had was the speed study that was requested 5 years ago. They down on La Fountain and on Corduroy, right where Corduroy hits the, was that by Rialto there where it starts picking up speed again there? So we requested, 5 years ago I requested two speed studies and they finally just got it done. That's how long it took them to get it done. But basically what it says is that the posted speed limit was 25 mile an hour there, and they picked up the speed limit. They were in excess of that by 10 mile an hour on average. Again, here's another one. It was the study says that it was varying between 43.7 miles per hour and 38.3 miles per hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. So there are speeders. The unfortunate part of it is there's not enough traffic in them areas for the county to authorize us to put speed bumps. Because that was the question. Could we put in removable, like we talked speed bumps, and we, Kevin, would like to have had removable ones for the winter for plowing. Could we have put in a speed bump or two down there to slow people down? There's not enough traffic for them to do it. But at least the study was done. That was a big thing. The question was also raised about Van Dyke and East, about the stop sign. And they were very adamant about you cannot control speed with stop signs. Like if you're trying to control speed with stop signs, it doesn't work. Were they going to look at that section?
So it's up to us. So right now, if you're familiar with Van Dyke, between Howard and then where it goes over up to Marais and then it changes to La Fontaine, that there is a stop sign 3/4 of the way down when it crosses east. Well, they explained that at one time, Van Dyke was a township road and East was a county road. So they automatically assume the county road is going to have more traffic. So they put the stop sign on Van Dyke so that when you come down Rachel and then it turns the corner, it turns into East, you just go right across. You don't have to stop. But anybody who's going down Van Dyke, traveling east, has to stop for that stop sign. at the intersection, I'm sorry, traveling down Van Dyke, at the east intersection, they have to stop for that stop sign. And there's far more traffic on Van Dyke than there is crossing it on east. So logically, that stop sign should be flipped. And the stop sign should be put on east, and it should be a straight shot down Van Dyke.
And he also did say that with any time you change traffic pattern like that, there are going to be consequences. So my personal opinion on it is I think it should stay. The only reason being is I think that does, I know they say you can't slow traffic down, but I think it slows traffic down. I don't live back in there. I know you live back in there. Mark, you live back in there. I mean, what is your opinion on that? I mean, you know where it's at. You think them people are going to just keep right on? The speed's going to be faster?
Yeah. You got to leave those stop signs there.
I don't think it's... I just think that it's a... I just think it... I don't know. Kevin, you're the road superintendent. What are your thoughts on this?
I wouldn't remove it because from just what I see going down Van Dyke, it's 35 mile an hour. They're most probably doing 45. You remove that stop sign and the person not paying attention is now doing 50, is going to wipe out that pumping station when they fly up over that hill. And that's your biggest problem at that point, besides the multiple accidents you may get at that intersection, just because of everybody that's lived here their whole life isn't used to stopping there on east. And the county had actually changed two of our signs on a road that gets two cars a day. For some reason, they changed the direction. But on that road, for that kind of traffic, I just don't see it because I think it actually does control the speed on there.
You might be getting Zoom bombed.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might be. Did they see that up there? Could you guys, anybody recognize that name up there, that top one, that Ray?
Abraham Schmidt or Ray Lucian?
Don't look familiar. Yeah, I think you might be.
Okay. Abraham Schmidt, are you a resident of Jerusalem Township, please? You are. Okay. All right. Very good. I'm going to go ahead and I can always take them out if it's a Zoom bomb. Ray Lucian, he doesn't have audio yet. Okay.
All right. So we'll keep moving through there. So, what are your thoughts on this, Mark? I mean,
I had a request from one of our fire department members who travels from our area and said, "Hey, why do I have to stop for a stop sign? It makes sense to have it flipped." I said, "I'll investigate."
Excuse me, teacher? Mr. Sadler? Mr. Sadler, excuse me?
Goodbye.
I kind of figured.
That's what I was afraid of, yep.
No, the other one's gone now, too.
Okay.
My consensus is to leave it. Hey, that's my opinion. So,
I don't have a particularly strong opinion one way or the other. So it's fine to leave it it the way it is. I know that David had concerns as well about the potential for speeders. It is a pretty long stretch, pretty long shot. There are a few people that live all the way back east that drive a little bit too fast, and. So okay. That's fine. Maybe we'll just let it ride.
All right. The last thing that I took away out of the meeting was at the end, we brought up the private roads versus public roads. And I think when we showed them Aries, their jaws all dropped because they were seeing information that they didn't know was right.
So, yeah, so we... You're talking about the private versus public?
Yes.
So at this point, the engineers are going to research the question because they did not expect to see what went up on the screen. a private owner's name attached to an awful lot of those roads that we had always believed were township roads. So they're in a research that get back to us. So it's being investigated.
So they're going to figure out where the information cross was, because on one of their maps showed them all as township roads, highlighted in purple. And then when you actually go on Aries and it shows an individual owns all them, that's what they were quite shocked about that. They were both Mike Stormer and Mike.
It was very nice to have all those engineers in the room seeing this the same thing at the same time.
Yes. So they're gonna be doing some research on that for us and getting back to us on them on that answer. Was there anything else from the meeting that you thought of, Mark, that
I think you pretty much covered everything.
Oh, they were drawing up the pipe going from Rachel across the field past tanks. Brent?
Yes, on Rachel.
Right on over to that ditch. They do have that all drawn with the... Their big thing is elevation is what they're worried about.
There's only about, 6 inches of fall from one end to the other?
Yeah, because it would... But if we dig the ditch there right at the hump and we can get it down, it'll make their life a lot easier. But we're trying to get all that water off of Rachel Road because Rachel Road is just laying in water always because the catch basins aren't right. And we got to be able to have a place to send the water. So they've drawn that. I'm going to guess that project is probably several years down the road.
They didn't say when, but at least they've got it laid out.
Yeah, they at least took some initiative and got it laid out and how they would do it. There was something else.
There's one other thing. So there was a little bit of discussion about the Route 2 bridge, and we've got another couple of months. And we did ask about, well, we heard that this exact same spot on Corduroy, where that bridge was going to be replaced. And I reminded them that we had asked that they not do both of those in the same year. They said, yep. So that Corduroy Road bridge is currently scheduled for 2024. I don't know when in 2024, but... and they did reassure... we did point out that, hey, there are trucks, heavy trucks, taking that route as an alternate. And they said there's no issues with structural integrity of the Corduroy Bridge. It's the edges that are crumbling. But the middle is plenty solid. It'll handle the trucks. Not a problem.
Well, they couldn't do them both at the same time because that would...
Well,
two
years ago, we said, please don't.
You can't. There would be no way to get in there.
But it was scheduled for this year, and then it got moved back.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
No, that was it.
It was a productive meeting. There's really no projects scheduled out here till 2024 with them anyway. They're going to be doing, in 2024, they're going to be resurfacing Howard, Veeler, and there was a couple other stuff.
Piece on Corduroy.
Yeah, a little bit on Corduroy.
Yeah, way over by the Maumee Bay. Yeah, and Cedar, and Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Yeah. So really nothing getting spent out here in the next year or two. We did talk about the snow plowing a little bit, and we talked about the grass cutting. The guy that they have contracted to cut the grass out here is contracted to cut it 4 times a year. They're hoping they don't have a wet as spring as they did last year. So he can get it and stay on top of it. So, but we did bring those issues up with him. So, and we ran over by 30 minutes with our meeting. So, I'm sure the people behind us weren't very happy. But you know, when you got their the teach out and Seaman gate, there was some good talk about it. They didn't get a quote back from anybody.
Yeah, they went out to bid and no responses.
And Grottles were ones that could handle it, but they were so busy with other stuff they didn't have time to bid it. So I think Dave's reaching back out to Grottles to see if they're ready to start, if they can get the bid into them. And if they do, they don't have to go through the bid process again. They can just go out for quotes because of the dollar amount.
Right.
So that hopefully we can get that moving this year is what we're kind of hoping on. So, a lot from that. Anything else?
Nothing else for old business.
Moving on to new business.
The chief is not here. I was told he was going to bring up the proposal for visual gauges from the fire department. Elvis, on behalf of the Conservancy, do you want to speak to this one?
I sure can, thank you. So in our last meeting, there was discussion to implement visual gauges. These are water level gauges near the pump stations for monitoring purposes in the ditches and in the canals. Many, many communities use these, and what it does is it gives us a visual validation of where the water levels are. Those would go to the emergency director in a storm event or a high water event. And that obviously is Chief Parcelletti. And so we're going to purchase these if it's approved. It hasn't been approved yet. So the plan is to purchase these. And I believe that the fire department said that they had the resources and proper equipment to be able to install these gauges. There would be 3 to 6 would be the maximum quantity.
And so when you said approved, is that going to come through the fire department?
No, the approval for us purchasing the gauges would be through the Conservancy.
Got it. Okay, very good.
The fire department's going to help you install them.
If it is okay with the trustees and the township.
Okay, so I assume the chief will come back and talk to us about that. Okay.
Thank you, Elvis. Okay, new business number 2, Lucas County EMA is scheduled for April 12th at 7 o'clock. That's where we have to sit down with Hannah Schwartz from Lucas County EMA. I think it's a Wednesday night. We go through a training evolution for radiological disasters.
It's our every other year Davis Bessie drill.
Every other year. So that's going to be the 12th of April. Number 3, the Dave today said that he was going to be attending this Lucas County Farm Bureau ditch maintenance, which is February 12th at 11 o'clock in the morning. April 12th at 11 o'clock. It's way out on the other side, the western end. White House. So he had planned on it. He said if anybody wanted to go with him, he'd probably take them. He's planning on going, but he said he might change his mind too. Because
I have a flyer on that too if anyone's interested.
Okay. And then I hit on here this MOU for Lucas County and Jerusalem Township. I think that we did.
I think we took care of that already. That was the MOU for WENS.
Yep.
So
yep.
We're done.
So we're done with that. Okay, do you have any other new business, Mark?
I do not have any other new business.
I don't see any. Is there any public participation?
I have one thing. On behalf of the Oregon Jerusalem Historical Society, I brought some files here last week. They're doing some reorganizing, but they had a Reno Beach box, and they also had some framed plans. They're sitting on the table in there. What I would like to do is, there is some space in here to store some of them in there, but what I'd like to do is go through some of these and then start putting them on the Discover Jerusalem Township.
Well, that's a great idea.
One of the things that I think is the neatest thing, so back in 1923, the Order of Pythians, Pythian Castle downtown.
Downtown.
Order of Pythians were going to build a clubhouse up on Dyke Road.
Really?
Yep. And they were going to sell 320 cottages. So the flyer is in there from 1923.
What a great piece of historical memorabilia.
So, and then along with that, I got a phone call from Napoleon. They're having their golf course's, what would it be, 100th anniversary? And Lakemont Golf Course was the name of our golf course. The developer of the Napoleon Golf Course was the same developer as our golf course.
Really?
And the Catawba Golf Course. And the gentleman's name was Rockefeller.
Hmm.
And so the guy is, he's wanting to do some historical gathering. So he's going to let me know. I sent him some pictures because on our ours on our plot plans on the wall, it shows Lakemont golf course. So that was kind of cool. That was a cool golf.
That's neat. That's a great idea to put some of that out there on our
Discover. So we're gonna store the stuff here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's better here so we can actually go through it and look at some of those things.
And there may be some things that you say, gosh, we need to put this on display.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any other public participation? Jim?
Jim Boothby, just a question. Going back to the talk and the letter and the bar, and I don't know whether this holds any weight or anything. This past week on Facebook, there was a letter from a gentleman that posted, and it listed maybe, I don't know, 27 different things that the sheriff said. Are you guys aware of that letter, Mark?
I saw that letter. And notice it was legitimate? It was not on Lucas County Sheriff Department letterhead.
Okay.
I don't know who wrote the letter.
Okay.
I don't know, but my
but it's of interest because it designated the things that Chief Navarre said he would not be responding to.
I suspect that letter was the result of a discussion where somebody in one of the townships said, "I want to draw to your attention. This is what the sheriff said he won't do
for anything. I mean, short of maybe shooting your neighbor or a massive vehicular accident, you're going to get nothing from the sheriff's department. Thefts, robberies, break-ins, non-injury accident. You have to go downtown and make out your own report." It was just a multitude of things that was really insulting to think that our tax dollars. You know, so we're going to maybe accept not having road patrols, but to just deny any, you know, the thought of a detective coming out or a sheriff to investigate anything seems impossible, according to that. So is there any legitimacy that you can find out to?
Well, our draft letter is in front of the attorney at the Ohio Township Association. The sheriff, and we have the letter from the Lucas County prosecutor that talks about what the sheriff's responsibilities are. And the sheriff's responsibility is to keep the peace. But
And I did read that, and that's very vague at most.
It is. And the prosecutor said, you've asked, sheriff, if keeping the peace requires road patrols. Well, technically it doesn't. However, that would be
against
modern law enforcement practices. So we put that into our draft. That's in front of our attorney. You know, I don't want to speculate on whether Jerusalem Township residents would love to pay a large increase in property taxes in order to purchase. I have my own thoughts about that.
Well, I see, you know, month after month as I come here, and if I did understood this correctly, we get piled on things, the EMS, the 911. The sheriff, and now we're talking $5 more, which isn't a big thing for the stormwater tax. You know, just the county just keeps
a little bit here, a little bit there.
Snowball effect here, and
more money and less service.
Yes,
is what they want to give.
Yes. But my initial question was the legitimacy of that post on Facebook, if it had legitimacy to what them issues were.
We don't know.
Okay,
I know that made it all the way to the Erie County Sheriff of Erie County, and the Sheriff Lavarchek called me over the weekend to ask me if I knew anything about it, and I told him the same thing. I couldn't confirm or deny it. What if that was true, what was in that letter from Springfield? It was Springfield, wasn't it?
I think so.
But he's making a reputation that is getting, I mean, it's getting amongst all the sheriffs, and they're like, he's kind of giving us all a bad rap. Like,
well, I was going to say, with my interpretation of that would be this would become quite a lawless community.
Yeah.
I mean, you could pretty much get away with anything.
We don't have a lot of demand for law enforcement out here.
Right.
And I think we like it that way, that we don't have all kinds of problems. But you're right. If what happens? if there's no sheriff presence? What happens if law enforcement doesn't respond to anything but the most dire of emergencies?
Right. I mean, and it doesn't really matter if it's not your house that gets broken into or your property that's damaged or your car that's stolen, but
it matters to somebody.
If it is, then it does matter to somebody.
Right. Right.
Very good.
All right. Any other public participation?
And the sad part is how it will be corrected is when we have a huge issue.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
you know, we have a domestic over at the school, and Tony can't go in to help anybody because we have nobody there to secure the school.
Unfortunately, Cindy, I'm afraid you're right.
It just
begs for a crisis.
It begs for a crisis and multiple lawsuits that they don't see it coming.
Yeah.
And then they'll pay dearly that way. Yeah.
All right. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sauer.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. 7:51.
Joel, yes.
51.